Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is deciding how the United States will respond to an Iranian-backed weekend attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has been weighing his options during meetings with his national security team. He has promised to retaliate, even though national security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does not seek a war with Iran.
We are not looking to escalate the tensions any more than they already have been escalating. In fact, everything we've done has been designed to try to de-escalate those tensions. That said, this was a very serious attack.
Meanwhile, Republicans are blaming President Biden for doing too little to deter Iranian militias. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Federal authorities have arrested a Massachusetts man for allegedly threatening to bomb synagogues and kill members of the state's Jewish community.
Authorities allege 59-year-old John Reardon called a local synagogue last week, leaving a voicemail that threatened to kill congregants and bomb the temple. And 10 minutes later, he's accused of threatening another synagogue and a Jewish organization, mentioning the deaths of Palestinians in Israel. He's now charged with using a facility of interstate commerce to threaten a person or place with harm. The state's acting U.S. attorney says the threats are deeply disturbing and reflect an increasing torrent of anti-Semitism across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A South Carolina judge has denied Alec Murdoch's bid for a new double murder trial after hearing allegations that jury tampering influenced the guilty verdict. The convicted killer of his wife and son, disbarred attorney, and admitted thief was in court for the hearing. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 224 points, the Nasdaq rose 172. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination looks to expand, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The Global Methodist Church, which was formed in response to the breakup of the United Methodist Church, is making plans to set up shop in the Southwest and along the West Coast. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post, quote, "Several of the local churches that will become members of the Western States Provisional District are new church plants. Others are ones that disaffiliated from the UMC. The GMC was formed in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church says it'll fight the center-right government's plan to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they will present their views to congregations nationwide and to lawmakers who will be debating the proposals. A statement by the Greek Orthodox Synod says while the legislation is the job of the parliament, that doesn't relieve the church of its duty to inform the faithful. SRN News. The United States is being awarded another gold medal from the 2022 Beijing Games after a Russian figure skater's disqualification. Correspondent Gethin Kulba has the story.
Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva has been disqualified from the 2022 Beijing Olympics. The verdict from the Court of Arbitration for Sport comes almost 2 years after Valieva's doping case caused turmoil at the Beijing Games. The CAS ruling means the Russians are set to be stripped of the gold medal in figure skating's team event. The United States finished second and is set to be named Olympic champion instead. The 15-year-old Valieva was the star performer hours before her positive test for a banned heart medicine was revealed. I'm Gethin Kulba.
A Russian sports tribunal had cleared her of any blame, citing that she was a minor. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.